Amor y Azúcar Panadería had closed its doors for the night. But inside the warm kitchen, Leo Logroño's work was just beginning.
I'm ready, Mama,
she said, setting down her knife and wiping her hands on her apron, leaving dark, wet streaks amid the generous dusting of flour. Leo's mother perched on a stool in the corner near the large bakery ovens. She appeared to be focused on the day's receipts, but Leo could see that her mother's eyes were following her every move.
Don't tell me about it,
she said, waving a hand toward the oven and lifting her papers closer to her face to hide her smile.
This is your independent baking test.
Leo took a deep breath and nodded. She lifted her tray carefully, forcing her eyes off her six oblong dough loaves so she could watch her step. Should she have made the loaves smaller? Had she given them enough time to rise so their insides would be light and fluffy? Her dough looked all right, and the tiny piece she'd snuck into her mouth once she'd finished mixing and kneading it tasted all right, much better than the first time she had tried to make this recipe from memory. But still, Leo wondered if it would be enough to pass Mama's standards. She slid her tray into the oven, set the timer and steamer for ideal crusty loaves, and breathed a small sigh of relief. If nothing else, she'd gotten this batch into the oven without dropping it, unlike the last one. Leo had spent weeks pestering Mama to let her take on more work in the bakery, to give her a job in the kitchen with her older sisters, instead of always sticking her behind the cash register. That's how they had come to their current agreement. If Leo could bake a batch of the bakery's basic bread loaf from memory, all by herself, then Mama would put her on rotation to work in the kitchen. This was Leo's third attempt, not counting one disastrous kneading session in the kitchen at home. She had started today's dough just before the bakery closed, letting it rise while she helped her sisters clean and shut down the shop. The wait had made her hopes rise, too, and now she felt ready to burst with anticipation.
How do they look?
She asked, bouncing a little on the balls of her feet.
We'll have to see when they come out,
Mama said, but her eyes twinkled, and Leo's chest loosened. She climbed onto the second stool next to Mama and let out a tired puff of breath, wiping wild tendrils of escaped hair off her forehead and back under her baseball cap. Sometimes her older sisters got away with tight ponytails and buns in the bakery, but Leo's hair needed extra containment.
You know, if you start working during business hours, you won't get much of a break,
Mama reminded her.
There's always a batch to take out of the oven, or a new one to start mixing, or...
I know,
Leo laughed.
But since I won't have you watching me and making me nervous, I won't need a break.
Mama clicked her tongue.
I don't know what you're talking about. I've just been going over the books.
She conjured a mechanical pencil out of thin air and made a note in the margins of the paper in front of her just to prove her point. Leo copied Mama's hand motion, a pinch of her fingers and a flick of her wrist, imagining that she too had the bruja power of manifestation. Second-born daughters in the family, like Mama, and like Leo's 16-year-old sister Marisol, could make small objects appear and disappear as easily as firstborns could manipulate emotions, and thirdborns could communicate with spirits from el otro lado. As the fourth-born daughter, the first of her kind in generations of Rose Hill brujas, Leo didn't yet know exactly what her special power would be, though she suspected it might have something to do with her ability to see the veil between this world and el otro lado. She had discovered that power in January, when her friend Caroline had accidentally thrown open a gate between the world of the living and the world of the dead. The problem was, being able to see the veil wasn't the most exciting kind of power. Sometimes, if Leo concentrated really hard, she could find the shadowy, shimmery veil and poke her fingers through it. But it wasn't nearly as useful a power as making objects from nothing.
I know I can be a real baker, Leo said,
eyes on the oven door.